Hi, I'm Swazi Carey. I'm the Arts and Cultural Development Officer for Scottish Refugee Council, and I managed our involvement in processions. At the time of making the banner, most women in the group didn't have the right to vote in the UK. Some had refugee status, some were still in the asylum system. We didn't feel we could celebrate women's suffrage when women are still excluded a full 100 years after the 1918 legislation, and the many other ways society excludes women from refugee backgrounds. Instead, we talked about what it means to participate in society, to have a voice, to have a say in the things that matter to our daily lives and to our children's futures. Some of the group did not know about the suffragette movement and their struggle for votes for women in the UK before we began the project. Some did. Alina, who was a seamstress in Pakistan and a very key maker in the project with her amazing skills, said it was a surprise for her to learn about the history of the suffragettes in the UK. She didn't know about this at all, and it was so totally different from her own cultural background and the history of women that she knows. Resilience and collectivity became a clear theme. The immensity of what women from refugee backgrounds have to carry and drawing the strength to keep going. You can see on the banner multiple hands around the edges, which include messages from each of the women in different languages. This was because everyone had something very unique and different to bring, and we wanted to incorporate the spectrum of everything they had to say. In a historic change, people with refugee status will now be able to vote in Scottish Parliament and local council elections as of February 2020. Through processions, the opportunity to raise awareness of and fight for equal rights of refugees, I think that this project did that. It also, you know, really importantly created an intimate space for women to rest and to discuss and to make.